Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So, yeah, to you young people listening, you know, I'm also young, just to remind you of that. But, it's important to know this is why we need this, because we have not experienced all of life, and it helps to hear from people who have, and who have an open heart and mind to that, and be like kind of on the edge of our seat. It's like, man, like, you've experienced the world and life and all these trials, and I just want to learn from what you've learned from and avoid any mistakes that I could possibly make. So.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a great summer, and I'm so excited to get to bring you part two of the Proverbs with the Swanson Boys little series we're doing here this summer. Hopefully you caught last week's episode, which was Luke sharing some of his favorite Proverbs, how they've impacted him growing up, and now as he spends most of his time traveling the world as a professional surfer. Hope your kids could tune in and that you enjoyed that. And now today we have my son Jonah. He's number two in line, and he is my 21-year-old, although as this comes out, he'll be turning 22 tomorrow. So happy birthday, Jonah. And Jonah is bringing a little different angle to the book of Proverbs as he's giving us some context. He's talking about who wrote Proverbs. How does it fit into the Bible? How should we read the book of Proverbs? I think this stuff is really interesting and helpful. And Jonah also shares some of his favorite Proverbs. So I think this one is especially good for the older kids, though some of your younger kids will enjoy it as well. And then we can look forward to next week when my oldest son, Josiah, kind of rounds things out with yet another angle on the book of Proverbs, which I'm really excited about. I think you're going to love that. And so be sure to get the printable that comes with all of these. We have a really great printable sharing wisdom from Proverbs, wisdom for life. It is a topical guide. So really, it's a list of where to turn when you have different needs. So it'll say, you know, when you're feeling anxious, when you need to make a decision, when you need to encourage someone. And so I think you're going to love this list. Hopefully your kids will put it to work and maybe memorize some of these. These are great Proverbs to go over as a family and to maybe hang up in a place where you can all be reminded of them. And you can find that printable and all of my show notes for today's episode at monicaswanson.com/Proverbs-Jonah. Again, that's monicaswanson.com/Proverbs-Jonah. All right, I'm really excited about these, so please do spread the word. Let your friends know that we have this free printable, and I just hope this is a big encouragement to all of you. Okay, now before I get into this interview with Jonah, I need to give you a little heads up, something I'm excited/nervous about, but after years of podcasting, I have just recently signed up to work with an actual ad agency that works with podcasters. This is so helpful to me. I've really worked hard and put countless hours into this podcast. And occasionally I'll work team up with somebody to do some sponsored episodes or ads. But I now will be working with Red Circle to put some ads into this podcast. They'll come either at the very beginning or in the middle. You might have already heard one today. If not, they'll be coming very soon. And I have been able to go in and really narrow down the topics that I approve of and don't approve of for ads. Yet, because I don't always know what's going to go in there, because some of them are called programmatic. That means they're able to put in ads that are suited to my audience. They're not all going to be me reading them, though some of them will be. I have a favor to ask of you. I would love if you could let me know if ever you heard something that you thought, you know what, that doesn't really align with things Monica talks about. That doesn't really seem like it's very fitting for her podcast. Please, please, let me know. You can either just leave a comment over in the show notes for each episode. If you follow me on Instagram, you can DM me. You can also email me at aloha@monicaswanson.com. But I really want anything that is attached to and associated with this podcast to be of the highest standards. I want to make sure that there's nothing going out that I would not feel good about. And it might be hard for me to know because you might get a different ad where you live than I get where I live. And so your feedback is going to be really, really helpful because I may need to go in and make some more adjustments. I've got someone I'm working with at Red Circle that's really helpful, wants to make this a win-win. But thank you for listening and thank you for understanding that that's just kind of how this business works. We work really, really hard and ads are the best way to help support us. Now, you might listen to some podcasters who have certain episodes that you have to pay to be a member in order to listen. And that's something I've thought about doing, but I really don't want to. I want this to be free for everyone and anyone who wants to listen. And so ads are a way that I'm able to do that. And so let's hope this goes really well. I'm excited about it, but your feedback will be helpful. Okay, so now without further ado, let's jump in and talk with Jonah about Proverbs. I hope you love this. I hope your kids can listen, and I'll have a few final words to say at the end. Hey, Jonah, welcome back to the podcast.
It's been so long. It's good to be back.
I know. I was trying to remember the last time you were with me. It has been a long time.
It has been.
Why don't you catch everybody up and tell us what you've been busy doing when you have not been on the podcast?
Yeah. Well, I'm still a student at Westmont College. I will be finishing up my senior year in the fall. And I'll graduate in the spring. So still studying mechanical engineering. It's been really fun. I've, met a lot of amazing people, and I've learned a bunch and starting to learn more about what I want to do. God has been good. I've been a part of our church and just trying to get more involved in the community in terms of ministry and making lots of friends and just trying to figure out God's purpose for me in the world in Santa Barbara, and then just trying to pray and think about what is next in the future. So yeah, things have been great. God is good.
Just going to have to be adulting here in a year. No pressure, yeah. Right?
Right. No pressure. No
pressure. Well, this summer you're getting a little taste of independent living. Why don't you catch us up to speed on what you're doing right now?
Yeah. I'm living in an apartment complex that's connected to Westmont College called Ocean View Housing. And I'm living here as I'm doing a research fellowship through Westmont in the engineering program. In the engineering department, we're doing some research on a 3D printer. We're trying to develop a new 3D printer. And then we're also doing some research on just the design innovation process and just trying to make it more efficient, and reading a lot of papers and having a lot of meetings and Zoom meetings with people who are remote from other businesses and other research labs. But it's been really great, and I'm learning more and more why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it's been really fun. So
So cool. Going from just the classroom to practical application. I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. we're talking about Proverbs here on the podcast this month, and it is such a thrill to get to bring each of you boys on. Luke was on last week talking about some of his favorite Proverbs and how they, what role they've played in his life, and that was super fun. And I was hoping that today you could help us maybe unpack a little bit more, just like give us some context for what Proverbs is, how it fits into God's word, why it's important, maybe even, you know, for those who don't know, like who wrote it and what's going on here. And then maybe you can share the role Proverbs has played in your life as you grew up and now as a college student. So do you want to take the lead on that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, I'm not a Proverbs expert. I'm not a Bible expert at all. So everything I say is coming from limited knowledge and just my own experience. But yes, I can definitely answer that. One thing to realize is that there's different genres in the Bible, different categories of scripture. And this particular type of scripture is wisdom literature. So Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Job, and Song of Songs are wisdom literature. So this is a wisdom under the category of wisdom literature. So when we say wisdom, we mean basically application of knowledge, like knowledge applied to life in practical ways. A proverb is a short saying, a kind of punchy, short, wise saying. And Proverbs, if you read the book of Proverbs, is a sequence of short sayings about life and how to navigate life. And I think it's important, just big picture, 10,000 foot view, to remember that when we talk about Proverbs, we're not just talking about wisdom from one human to another, which is, you know, just kind of suggestions about life. This is biblical wisdom. This is situated in the Bible, right in the middle. And if we agree with Paul and the saints and other parts of scripture that all scripture is inspired by God, then this is God speaking to us through Solomon, who's the main author, primary author. So we're talking about God's wisdom. This isn't just some, you know, suggestions. This is from God. So it helps
because
us.
Because you will come across in history other proverbs, right? Like if you crack open a fortune cookie, or, you know, there's various proverbs, Confucius, I don't know. But yes, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah. And in fact, in this book of Proverbs, we're advised and encouraged to listen to people with wisdom. So, you know, Benjamin Franklin and Aristotle and people who have wisdom, it's like, good, listen to them. But the key verse in Proverbs, Proverbs 1:7, which is in the first chapter, it's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge or wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So remembering that, yes, seek wisdom, seek encouragement and positive words from people, but remember that the fear of the Lord is the anchor, it's the bedrock of our pursuit of wisdom and knowledge.
So good.
So that's the big picture view. This is what we're talking about, the wisdom of God. It's not just any average wisdom.
Right.
So just trying to remember that. So again, the author is Solomon. He's the primary author we see in the first verse of Proverbs. But there's other authors as well. There's an unknown author, and then there's Agur and Lemuel, who are mentioned towards the end. And these are both kind of unknown people who kind of show up, and we don't really know their exact relationship to Solomon. But they're integrally connected to the rest of the book, so they're included in the canon. The theme, as we mentioned, is biblical wisdom. So how do we navigate this sin-filled, broken, fallen world with wisdom according to God? how do we conform ourselves to the pattern of God's will in this world that is lost and increasingly more confused about values as we get into, as we enter into a world that's very secular and very confused about morality. It's really helpful to have just kind of straightforward wisdom, and you know, wisdom from God. So the background, Solomon is the son of David. If you know the story, he's in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 15, we see he has a dream. And in the dream, God gives him the opportunity to ask for anything that he wants under the sun. And he asks God for wisdom to lead the nation of Israel because he's king. And God grants his wish. And it's a good example and model for us, as you know, in positions of leadership in our everyday lives, you know, to seek wisdom above all else, because if we, you know, there's another kind of proverbial saying, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for his life. And I think, you know, giving someone, asking for wisdom is far more beneficial than asking for just some wealth or some kind of temporary satisfaction of some kind. So
yes,
another fun fact about Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, it says that he also told 3,000 proverbs and his songs numbered 1,005. So he was very, what's the word?
It's a busy guy, writing.
Busy guy. He just was writing a lot, and he had a lot to say, and we get to benefit from that, which is so super cool.
I love that. And I think that it would be fun, perhaps around the dinner table or as a family, to reflect on 1 Kings chapter 3 and maybe 4, but especially chapter 3, where you referred to the dream, and perhaps ask yourself, ponder, have a good family conversation, if God were to ask you what you want most, what he could grant you, what would be your answer? And I think in an honest moment, I don't know if wisdom is the first thing that would come to my mind, but what a great example. And if I remember right, God said, because you did not ask for, what was it, riches or glory or something, I will give you wisdom and also these other things.
That, yeah, that's a good discussion at the dinner table for sure. I think to put yourself in his shoes, like, just think about what that would look like. What would you ask for? And in an honest moment, we probably wouldn't ask for that. So, also to ask for that is humbling, because you admit that you don't know something and that you are lacking something, and that someone else, in this case, God, has something that you don't have and that you need desperately. And that's humbling.
Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her away to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Monica at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's mylifeinabook.com and use code Monica for 10% off today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Reminds me of another scripture, which is Matthew. And this is Jesus speaking, where in Matthew 6:33, he says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So it just kind of reminds me of like when we make the choice to first and foremost honor God, ask for wisdom, seek first his kingdom, we can trust him to give us the other things that we need. Maybe not all of our earthly desires, but we can trust that he's going to provide for us, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think, and remembering that Jesus is God in flesh, affirming these words of wisdom.
And as a boy, he studied Proverbs, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Isn't that
that's
cool?
A really cool thought. And I think, it's important for us to remember that the Bible is all unified. It's all very connected. And Jesus, you know, was very well aware of Proverbs and the Old Testament, and we should be too. And then remembering that it's all connected to God and it's inspired by God. And
so awesome.
It's a good thing to return to. So, another cool thing is in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we can see the purpose of the book, beyond just the theme and the background. The purpose is, and I quote, it says, "To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth." And that's chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. So, you wonder why it was written. Why are we reading it? Why does it matter? Mm-hmm. That is why.
Awesome.
It is this widespread of instruction on how to navigate these various situations. Especially, he highlights for young people, because when you're older, when you're my mom's age, let's say, she's experienced life. She's gained wisdom through her experience. When you're young, you just simply have not experienced enough. You might have a lot of knowledge, but you don't have wisdom. Mm. You can know, when I was younger, I had kind of caught on early to loving reading and appreciating these works of literature and whatnot. And I could say I had a lot of knowledge, but I didn't necessarily have wisdom because I didn't apply it yet.
So good. I love that.
So yeah, to you young people listening, I'm also young, just to remind you of that. But it's important to know this is why we need this, because we have not experienced all of life. And it helps to hear from people who have.
Yes.
And who have an open heart and mind to that and be like kind of on the edge of our seats. It's like, man, like you've experienced the world and life and all these trials, and I just want to learn from what you've learned from and avoid any mistakes that I could possibly make. So
I remember hearing a pastor once say there's two ways to learn a lesson. One is to learn it the hard way yourself. The other is to learn from those who have already learned it the hard way and then not make the same mistake, right?
Absolutely.
And even us parents need wisdom every day, because we all have a long ways to go. So that's also good.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, there's some other good kind of general principles to remember when you read Proverbs. There's, people, myself included will read the book of Proverbs and think, you know, this is unrealistic, right? Like, this seems too good to be true. Seems like the bad guys lose and the good guys win. And it seems like this is how we want things to be, but it's not how the world is actually structured. So remember that the book of Proverbs gives us principles, not promises. Principles, not promises. So the principle that, you know, you will be rewarded with for the fruits of your labor, that's a principle which, you know, may often be true, but might not be true always. And we see this very clearly in the next book, which is a whole nother podcast, a whole nother discussion, but Ecclesiastes. We see the other side of the spectrum, which is you have the black and white nature of Proverbs. You know, the good guys win, the bad guys lose, the righteous are rewarded, the unrighteous are punished. In Ecclesiastes, it kind of turns everything on its head and says, actually, no, the righteous are punished and the unrighteous are rewarded. And
don't spoil justice, the moment, Jonah.
Yeah, and justice is actually never truly served on earth. And then everything is vanity and it's all discouraging. And you're just like, what? Like, I thought I just read this encouraging book of Proverbs. But the tension that we have to live in is that that we're not promised that, you know, justice will be delivered on earth. Because, I mean, on a very personal note, many of you listening might have experienced various injustices and really hard things that make no sense according to, you know, God's principles of justice. So these are principles and we should lean towards them and strive to attain them whenever we can. But they're not promises. We're in a broken, fallen world that cannot attain. And the whole reason why Jesus came and fulfilled this purpose, all these prophecies of coming to earth, is because the world was in shambles and justice couldn't be fulfilled on our own. Right. So he needed to fulfill righteousness and justice by dying on the cross and giving us a way to find justice in an eternal sense and not just in our courts or in our human institutions.
That's so huge. That's super important.
Yeah. So just remembering that.
Okay. So let me ask you this. We're talking about Proverbs, but you're throwing in a little side trail of Ecclesiastes. Why should we read Proverbs? Why are these principles important to us? And why would you recommend that kids read Proverbs?
If you think about our life as kind of walking along a trail, the book of Proverbs is like giving you structure and advice on how to walk forward on the trail of life. But occasionally there will be rocks or snakes or things that get in the way that you know, break apart our model of living. And I think it's good to stay forward on that path, but to know that there will be interruptions and justice won't always be served, but that we can try our very best. I mean, what's an example of this? I mean, Jesus came and did good. He didn't just say, oh, there's no point, so I'm not going to do any good. I'm not going to feed the hungry. I'm not going to heal the sick or give to the poor or whatnot. He basically did justice and said, well, it's not always going to work out and things aren't always going to be perfect, but still do your best.
Yes.
Because that is the idea of the kingdom of God, is that you become a Christian and you represent the kingdom of God. And now you're supposed to live in this likeness to the kingdom and kind of emanate those qualities as you walk through the world. So young people listening, don't become hopeless and, you know, sad that things are broken, but maybe be encouraged that God has called you to, despite the brokenness, to be courageous and stand in justice and truth, even when things don't go well.
Yes. And like you already touched on, ultimately, there's a story that includes eternity. And the rewards in eternity. And we can look forward to next week when Josiah joins us and kind of draws out how Proverbs points to the gospel message. So hold on tight, because that's going to be a great conversation. I was hoping that next you might share just a little bit about how Proverbs impacted your years growing up as a student and even into your college years.
Yep. Early on, I would read the book of Proverbs in high school and even before high school and junior high and in my childhood, because it shapes the way that you think and the way that you live. Mm-hmm. To wake up and have the first thing you read be wisdom for how to live is super, super important. And I've taken that with me into college. And I would encourage this for the people listening. Don't let Proverbs be the only thing that you read.
Sure.
Because, you know, the Bible is composed the way it is because it's balanced. And we don't just want wisdom literature. We also want the actual gospel.
Yes.
Because if you read the book of Proverbs, you don't get the gospel.
No.
Unfortunately, you don't. I mean, it point, like you mentioned next week, you'll talk about it. It'll point to it. But you want to hear the gospel, and you will hear the gospel in places like Romans and the Gospels, the four Gospels, and Ephesians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. These places, just soak yourself up with that. It's almost like the Old Testament provides the need for the gospel, and the New Testament gives you the gospel. So I'd say just read the Bible in a balanced way. Seek wisdom. I would say a chapter a day doesn't hurt, because there's 31 chapters. And
that's right.
And it corresponds to the days of the month, which is super helpful. So young people or anyone listening, try to do that. So dig into it every day if you can.
Before we close, do you have any favorite proverbs that you want to share?
Yeah, definitely. There's so many of them, I think.
I know.
I love Proverbs, and I have a bunch of favorites. I can go through a few of them. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits." Mm. You know, being careful with how you communicate and how you speak, because words are powerful, and words do reflect your heart and where you, what you believe and where you're coming from internally. Another one that I love that I've relied on a lot at college is Proverbs 27:17. This is important for young people and everyone. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Remembering to surround yourself with people who will sharpen you, who will build you up and encourage you. Another one, this is good for relationships, for young men who are looking for a relationship. Proverbs 31:30 says, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." I think I've seen that in you, Mom, and I've observed that before, that, you know, there's so much, you know, that people put their attention on in our culture today in terms of what to look for in a relationship. But the most important thing that you will never, you know, regret is seeking someone who loves the Lord and fears the Lord. I think, it's really cool to set that as kind of the anchor for how you navigate relationships. And
so good.
That's important. But there's a lot of others, a lot of other great Proverbs. Another one is Proverbs 12:25, which in the NIV says, "Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up." So remembering the power of encouragement, power of a kind word. Another one is Proverbs 17:27, which I think I already kind of reflected on. "Those who have knowledge use words with restraint, and those who have understanding are even-tempered." So just remembering that your words are valuable, and there's this incredible weight to what you say, and using it with restraint and remembering to guard your tongue and basically save it for the right occasion. because you might have something really good to share with someone and you don't want to just, you know, I guess share that with anyone at any given point, but make it a timely word and for the right occasion. So yeah, these are, I mean, there's a lot of others here, but those are some. And so I think the most important one I'll finish with, which I started with, is Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. So go back to the fear of the Lord. It's the same thing in the end of Ecclesiastes. It's the same thing in the end of Revelation. It's the same thing everywhere. It's just go back to the fear of the Lord, because all else fails. So that's where we go as believers.
Wow, Jonah. Thank you. I'm just super encouraged to continue to read Proverbs and to fear the Lord and trust him with the big picture. And yet in the daily things, use wisdom and make choices that honor him and trust him with the results. So thank you, Jonah, so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me on your awesome podcast. God. I hope you all have a great week and a great summer. And thank you all for listening.
Okay, my friends, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jonah. Hope a few of your kids could listen in as well. And definitely get your hands on my printable with all of the Proverbs for various needs and times and seasons. You can get that right away if you go over to show notes, which today are found at monicaswanson.com/Proverbs. Jonah. All right, print that out. Tell your friends about it. Next week, Josiah will be here to wrap up this mini series on the book of Proverbs. So definitely come back and bring your kids with you next week too. Okay? Thank you so much for being here. Everything I've mentioned, from the Christian Parenting Prayer Journal to that printable and some notes from today's conversation, actually quite a few notes from today's conversation, will all be found over in my show notes. So visit me over there. Have an awesome rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.